A team of scientists said today that it's manufactured a virus out of a batch of chemicals. It's the second time a virus has been created from scratch in a test tube. A polio virus was synthesized last year. But the latest effort to create a virus in record time, and the scientists say their technique paves the way for building designer microbes for practical uses. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
You might call it a viral virgin birth. Scientists created a virus called a bacteriophage from basic chemicals in a laboratory. Technically, the virus, this one is called Phi-X-174, is not life. It's a strand of DNA with a shell around it, but it does lifelike things. It infects bacteria, and once inside, it can reproduce. Scientists figured out the structure of this virus's DNA years ago and recorded it in computer databases. But Craig Venter and colleagues from the Institute for Biological Energy Alternatives wanted to build a virus in the laboratory using this DNA recipe. Venter says his team had to invent a whole new technique to do it by building long blocks of DNA and arranging them in the proper order.
You can envision this being like building something out of Legos. Only imagine if you're playing with Legos and half of them are broken and degenerate or melted. We try and find the clean piece of Lego, put these together, and then it would be the equivalent, I guess, in melting the Legos together, melting the plastic, so you have one much larger structure.
The larger structure, the virus, appears to behave like the natural version, and Venter's team made it in just 14 days. That compares with the 3 years it took to create the polio virus that scientists made from scratch last year. That group from the State University of New York at Stony Brook proved the principle. What Venter is claiming is a technique to make bigger sections of DNA in fewer steps and linking them together much faster.
It was just done in one test tube in a two-week period, and we ended up with something that was 100% active. So the DNA sequence here was very accurately reconstructed from what we obtained from the databases.
Venter says they're still in the Model A stage of building organisms from scratch, but the Department of Energy put up $3 million for the first phase of the research and plans to spend more. The government has been collecting exotic microbes, looking for ones that can withstand high radiation or consume pollutants or eliminate carbon dioxide from burning fuels. Many of these microbes are hard to study in the laboratory. That's one reason, says DOE Chief Scientist Ray Orbach, that scientists want to decode these wild microbes and make better ones.
The microbes have different purposes for being. And so what we hope we can do is to find the genetic structure that will actually be most efficient and do the job that we're looking for.
The research will be published in an upcoming issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.